Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Happy Wednesday and Happy New Year. It's a beautiful start to a whole fresh new year with no mistakes in it yet. This is Lynn Bleasdale, and I'm here with Sue Fields-Dalamonte, and we welcome you to Divine Connections. Sue, I'm going to turn it right over to you to talk about our topic about fresh starts and how we manifest a new beginning in a new year.
Okay. Happy New Year, everyone. As Lynn was saying, brand new year, brand new book, blank pages. We get to write whatever we want in this story of life.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to really sit down and think, what is it that we need, that we want, and start writing. Write a journal, just write it down on a piece of paper, write it in your memory, however it is, and go for it. Release it to the universe and live it. Everything out there is open to us. Go for your dreams. Don't let anybody squash your dreams. If you have a dream, go for it. And there's a reason that God, angels, universe, source, spirit, whatever you want to call on, has brought us into this new year. So let's put the old behind us and move forward.
Mm-hmm. Very good. What are you hoping to manifest this year, Sue?
Well, this year I am going to have better health. I am going to have increased finances, and I am going to sell this house and move back to Michigan to be around my family.
All right.
And
picturing, Ohio to Michigan. Yeah, I can picture the journey.
Yeah, and later, maybe in the summer, maybe in the fall, I'll be working on it for the year. But I am going to work on starting my own spiritual worship study group type thing. I am an ordained minister, and I pull away from organized religion because it's too restricting. I don't want to believe how you tell me to just because you tell me to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to, hopefully I can find a small place to have the meetings in. If not, I will start out in my home and we will go from there. But it's all onward and upward.
Fabulous.
How about, what are you manifesting for the year?
You know, it's 2017. I found I was around a lot of skirmishes, a lot of people fighting amongst each other. And perhaps I won't make it, you know, with the whole world, but I'm trying to create peace wherever I connect with people.
Yeah.
I find people fighting so much, and as you know, and the listeners too, as empaths, that really disturbs the spirit. And I've found myself almost fighting to just stay in one place with all of this. So I'm not fighting with anyone personally, but I'm finding the fighting going on around me. And
yes.
And also in a larger scale, too. I'm, you know, shouldn't do it, but I watch the news, right? And I'm watching these, world leaders fighting with each other like little children, you know, actually not even like kids. I think kids are a little more civilized, you know, but
I agree.
So I'm hoping to create peace within me, which I feel it most of the time, but I want to spread it outward and try and instill peace in those around me who are in these fights. I see it as so silly. It's all silly things that people are hanging on to. And, wow, you know, it's like the journey's way too short to not, you know, you just got to skip that small stuff because it's all small stuff. So so that's what I'm kind of hoping to manifest, a feeling of peace in the people around me. And, let's all pull together, guys, and quit fighting. But there you go. 2018, I'm hoping, is going to be a lot better year for everyone working together in a spirit of collaboration rather than competition. Yeah.
Get rid of the negative and raise the positive.
Yeah. I'm also hoping I have a good garden this year because my peas were terrible last year and it was sad. So that's something to aim for in the summer. So, Sue, I see we have... I'm sorry. Carry on.
Every little bit counts.
Yeah, it does. And actually having a garden, it connects you to nature, like in a way that nothing else does for me. It's just...
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I think there's that poem, The Kiss of the Sun for Promise, The Song of the Birds for Mirth. One is nearer God's heart in a garden than anywhere else on earth. There you go.
That's beautiful.
Well, we don't have Jan Drake Bakke tonight to read poems, so we'll just have to, you know, hope that'll fill in. But we'll probably get poetry on Friday if she's there. So,
absolutely.
Anyhow, what do you say we go on to these poor callers who've been waiting so patiently and see what they plan to manifest for the new year and how we can get a little reading for them.
Sounds good.
All righty then. So, I guess we're on with 805. You're on the air with Divine Connections. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, thank you, and Happy New Year. This is Donna from California. Hi.
Hi, Donna.
How are you?
What are you hoping
good,
to manifest this year, Donna?
Well, I'd like to... I'm 63, and I don't have any kids or anything. I'm not in a relationship, and I'm not working, so I'd like to find a little part-time job so I have something to do, and then also to bring in a companion relationship with a man for me.
Ah, well, that's fantastic. I am doing a slight... do you want to go first, Sue, or do you need a bit of time to ponder? It's up to you. I'm doing a little oracle thing here tonight, so...
Hi, Donna. It's Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Do you belong to any kinds of groups or organizations or...
No.
Any clubs, anything like that?
No.
I think if you get involved in something like that small in the community, like, you know, where they have the art classes where you can go and... they have wine and art, and you can paint or do whatever, and you mingle with people. That was the thing that popped into my head, some kind of a little group like that, and I saw a relationship in that group.
Okay.
So maybe look into that.
Okay.
And I think it is a wonderful time for you to find a career or a job, something small that you want to get into. Right now is a really, really good time to move forward in that. So don't give up on that. That's gonna pop in like a door opening wide for you, and it's going to be something that you're really, really interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to engage your mind, too.
Oh, good.
And do you like to spend time outside in nature?
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Okay.
I go to the beach. I love the beach, and yeah.
Yeah, I was picking up a lot of outdoorsy stuff. So that could even be something that you checked into, like a bird watching group or something like that, where you're outside, you're mingling with people, and that's when you're going to come across this gentleman to have a relationship with. But it's a fantastic time for you right now to move forward.
Well, there's a little hiking group that they have. I think it's, you pay like $70 and you go to different hiking places, mostly walking for 2 hours. I might sign up for that.
That would be great.
Yeah.
You go to different
places. You'd love to be outside and you would meet tons of new people.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, it's all, I'm getting all positive for you, getting big sunshine pictures.
Aw, very nice.
I hope that helps, Donna. That's what I was picking up for you tonight.
Okay, thank you, Sue.
You're welcome.
Yeah, well, mine fits like right in with where Sue came from, too. I wrote down natural habitat here, feeling like you need to be in the natural world. And it says trees and plant related, like I'm seeing like a foresty. So this hiking thing is like bang on, I think, this group that you're looking at. I really do, too. I get a really positive outcome from this, joining in with some other folks. And I've been doing just a little poll of a little oracle here, and it says that when you genuinely love what you're doing and extending yourself, you're growing. And the more that you love what you do, the more that love replenishes itself, is what it says for you. So genuine love is self-replenishing. You'll feel it just feeding back on itself, and it's almost like solar power. It just, the more you put it out there. And I really do see trees and nature, and this hiking group just rings, it just like a bell goes off here. And also I would like you to look out for the name Greg, and that's the name that comes in for you. You don't have any Gregs currently, do you?
No.
Okay, well, I'm seeing this guy, I have a feeling he's someone you may go out with or something, because I'm seeing him dressed in not the, like the nicest looking outfit, but comfortable, like a woodsy kind of guy. So, it's a comfortable, rumpled looking guy, and he's got a big smile, and I'm picking up the name Greg. So if you should meet such a woodsy outdoorsman, buy him a coffee. See where it goes.
Okay.
That's lovely, Donna. Well, I really hope you can manifest your dreams this year. And you get out there with your fellow humans and get out there in nature. And I think you're going to have a really lovely time. I really do. Are plants something you're interested in at all?
I live in an apartment. There's no place. I have two plants in my living room and then a couple outside, but trees.
Yeah,
ficus. Tree.
The trail hiking, and what you'll start to look at the amazing array of plants, and it's a neat thing to learn, to just know what has nature's put out there. And there's a lot of lovely edibles out there that you can and if you've got a companion, you can just lose time in the woods, and it's one of those eternal moments that you get. So I hope that you'll call us and let us know how that goes, Donna.
I will. Thank you. And best wishes for both of you for the upcoming year.
Thank you, thanks. Donna. And the same to you. And love and light. And thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Alrighty. Okay. Sue, where are we at? Is it 678, I think? Next.
Yep, that's what it looks like.
Alrighty then. Hi, 678. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Gina.
Hi, Gina. How are you tonight?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
We're good. What are you hoping to manifest for the new year?
Oh, it just seemed like a lot. But I'm kind of like the last caller. Not saying I'm in a rush for a new relationship, but it's been over 4 years now, so I've been working on myself, so I would like a new, a new relationship. find a better job, better paying with benefits. Also just really just being out, getting out more, start doing things that I like to do. Because I'm kind of restricted right now, so I really want to break free of that. And hopefully get out of financial debt. That's and karmic debt. So I'm trying to get out of debt.
Well, I hear nobody won the Powerball what was it, the New York one? Nobody won that the other night, so.
Yeah, I know. I said, oh, I need to play that.
If only we could, eh? Oh, my goodness.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're just wondering about a relationship, and is that your question? Or did you, what were you wanting to ask?
My question would be more about money or job opportunities, since I work at a temp job two temp jobs right now. They both part time.
Mm-hmm.
One was full time, but they reduced it to part time, and I cannot survive on that. And you know, it's me and my kids, and
yep.
you know, and just us three, and I can't survive off of that. So I'm just going to see what the year is going to bring for me. Hopefully, a job opportunity soon.
Absolutely. Well, what's coming up for you, Sue? Anything?
Yes, actually, it is. Hi, Gina.
Hi.
As soon as you started talking, I had, like, the light bulb with career flashing before you even said career. So I feel like you're going to have a big opportunity coming your way, and
mm-hmm.
it's going to bring security. I pulled a card for you, and it says victory. So I'm
nice.
That everything is
yeah.
going to be around for you. This is going to be your time to shine.
Okay.
Don't be so hard on yourself, though. Give yourself more compassion. I know that
yeah.
it's stressful with the part-time job, but don't be so hard on yourself. And
right.
do you work around children, or do you have a child that is gifted?
I have two kids. I have a middle schooler and a elementary age child.
Okay,
but,
the younger.
I haven't. Oh, okay.
The
younger one is what?
Is the younger one gifted, able to connect with spirits and sees or hears things that other people don't see and hear?
He hasn't approached me about anything like that.
Okay, because I am picking up a younger child around you that is gifted with ability to contact the other side, possibly some psychic abilities, intuitiveness. Does the younger one have a really kind, gentle soul?
Okay.
That's I would kind of watch for that a little bit. Or if you see different things going on when the younger one is around, if you might notice that maybe a light will flicker, or you'll smell different smells or something that shouldn't be there when that one is around you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm really picking up strongly that there's a younger child around you that is gifted, and you might need to concentrate on that when the little one starts opening up more and coming to you with it. So don't be shocked if all of a sudden you find out that, is it a boy?
Yes.
Okay. Don't be surprised when he comes to you and might mention seeing something that nobody else is seeing, or hearing things that nobody else is hearing.
Hmm. Okay.
But keep
interesting.
Stay very
mm-hmm.
open minded with that.
Okay.
But ease up on yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself, because I think this is only upward for you here. It's gonna change and open up.
Yeah, I mean, and I understand what you're saying. Don't be so hard on myself, because it just seemed like. It just seemed like after my divorce, it just seemed like everything just went downhill so quick and fast. I'm like, man,
mm-hmm.
I didn't even ask for this divorce, but I feel like I'm getting the worst instead of him and of my ex-husband.
Well, the women
what? Mm-hmm.
The women always get the worst end of a divorce, because we're the ones that have the kids 99% of the time, and you know, if there is, they can be a parent when they want to and not when they have to. And
exactly, yes. And everything is always on the woman to take care of everything. And it just seemed like, and then, I mean, everything hit. After that, everything hit me, like, really fast and really quick. And I'm like, wait a minute, wait a minute. All of a sudden, I mean, this was like health, finances, relationships, jobs, my job going out. I didn't even find employment for 2 years. I'm like, what? That was rough. So
and
last year was better. Since I found a job.
Yep. The more positive you are, the more good is going to come to you. So just remember, be easy on yourself, stay positive, because this is your time.
I'm finally going to get rewarded for all the hard work. Please, universe.
Yeah. Enough for you tonight, Gina.
Okay.
I hope it helps.
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I am. I'm picking up a lot of the same optimistic outlook as Sue is there, Gina. And I'm writing down here that what you're calling a reward is actually you're aligning with your purpose. Do you ever have a sense of what you're here for and what your soul's purpose is?
I thought I did, but I don't know. I don't know. I thought I did.
Okay, that's perfectly all right. We don't, hardly any of us know exactly what's going on. We're just kind of here and like, what's happening?
Right.
I wrote down for you too, though, children and teaching. And then under that, have a sense of mission. Do you work at all in the medical receptionist or anything like that? Have you ever thought of that?
Right now, I work in hospital right now. It's in medical records.
I wrote receptionist. That's not okay. Is that your job now?
Yes. Yeah, that's both of the temp jobs. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. No, that's good, because that's what I wrote down, medical receptionist, but I couldn't come up with the word I was looking for. Okay. I think you are, on a good path there. I think you're really good at that. Had you ever considered applying at a children's hospital?
Yeah, I have thought of that, but because, right now, I just think I need to go somewhere else. Not to a children's hospital, but I think I just need to leave the medical arena. I think I need to go somewhere else.
Okay, or make
else.
A lateral, make a move within it. Like, it may not be your cup of tea where you are. But if I can't shake this sense of you working with, and as Sue said, two gifted children. If you can find some work, you may need to get a little extra training or something, but I think you'd be awesome with kids, like children, in a medical setting, teaching setting. And also, I have to ask Sue this, because she's better with the angels than I am, but I think it's the angel named Gabriel coming through? Would that be? Okay. And Gabriel is a male energy angel?
Yes.
I guess they don't care about that, female, male. They're kind of both, right? But what's this Gabriel, what would we call on Gabriel for?
I will look that up.
Would you mind? That's great. And along with that name comes the number 18. So, and then I wrote down under here, aligning with your purpose. And that's how you're going to know. It's the kind of an experience of how God put you on the earth and what you're meant to do here. I think you're going to feel an amazing bliss once you find that. But you're really good at this work, even though it's sort of a pain right now and you're not really into the work. I really do feel you're on a like you're going to network to something that is going to bring you some bliss in your work.
Okay.
Be patient and just keep making connections as you work, and these connections will lead you to somewhere good. But if you don't do, couldn't find something working with, you know, children or even a school situation, something like that.
I tried that yeah? area. It's like, it's so hard to get into the school system. I wanted to just work in the central office, like human resources or, just a clerk or something, just to get my foot in the door. And it's just so hard to get in. And I'm like, because I thought about asking my son's teacher, because she pulled some strings or something. I don't know if she has any kind of, connections at the board or
always
of education.
You know what? Put it out there. Ask as many people as you think might have a networking connection. You just never know. And if you don't put it out there, you're not going to help the universe get you there. I think you're heading towards something good. Personally, I'm getting a very good, positive feeling. Don't think about what it isn't. Think about what it is. And just almost live your life as if it's already happened. You'll slip right into it. Sue, how are you doing guy there?
Gabriel is actually a female angel.
All right.
And she works with, she's a messenger angel that works with writers and journalists to help deliver healing messages. As in here, like a loving coach, she'll urge you to delegate your time and energy towards writing. Gabriel can also open doors that allow for publication of your articles and books. If you ask for her assistance, most of all, she'll help you enjoy writing. So
well, there
she's,
you go.
She's one of the angels that will help with story writing or journaling, anything like that.
Is that ever,
ahead. I was going to say, because another reader was telling me that it might be a time where I might have to speak to a group of people because of the journey I've been going through. And maybe I can shed some light and make their load a little bit easier from hearing from what I'm going through. maybe writing about it, maybe in the future as well. But I don't know how soon, but it seemed like it's getting really close to it because I hear it more now, and that's just confirmation. It must come in closer because I heard this like 3 or 4 years ago, and I start hearing it like recently, like in a few months ago. I said it must be coming.
And even though the divorce was hard, your soul is free to do that now.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have been free to do that before. So, wow, that's beautiful. I hope you run with that.
I don't know how to get it started, but I guess it'll come to me.
Go, Sue.
Start with a journal. Just have a notebook and start writing down your thoughts, your experiences, things like that, and just random. And then later in the organizational time. But when you start, just start with whatever thoughts are popping into your head, with a certain experience, how you felt, how you dealt with it, how maybe you could have dealt with it better, or anything to do with that single experience. But start journaling, and that will help you create the speech and possibly an article or a book to be published.
Oh, my goodness. And that's so funny. I don't even like doing that stuff, and I'm not a public speaker either. I don't even like speaking in front of people. I guess spirit want me to go there, and I'm not like that.
Well, you never know. You step outside that comfort zone, and you never know where it'll take you. But I think that's wonderful, Gina. There's a lot of places online you can write, you know, just look up online writing, just Google that, and there's tons of places you can get your stuff published, and some of them will even pay you a small amount. It's nothing you can, like, go out on the town with, but,
right.
You know, it's a start, and it's a way to test your feet, or test your writing
exactly.
hands, I guess, but see how you do. You never know.
Yes, that's right. So,
but,
yeah,
you know, you're
going to
be fine.
Yes, I just, you know, hopefully a good job opportunity comes just to have the security, and then I can work on, you know, the extra stuff on the side, and I have
yeah.
time to do it instead of having
yeah. just,
two jobs
yeah.
and taking up everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just watch out that fear doesn't get you, because sometimes we get fearful of the future. Pull yourself
yeah.
back into the present moment. Yeah, just watch that a little bit. It happens to all of us. So just catch yourself, stay in the moment, and know that you are loved, you're not alone, and it's going to be okay. I really feel that for you, you know.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you
You've
so much, ladies.
You have had 100% survival rate so far. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that pattern holds, you're going to be fine. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
Thank you, Gina.
Yes.
Thank you for calling
in. Thank you so much.
Wish you so well. Have a wonderful 2018.
You too.
Okay. Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So, moving on. I'm going to area code 914. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, Lynn. It's Kat.
Hi, Kat. How are you? This is our friend Katerina calling in. How are you doing, my love?
I'm good. Thank you. I just have to thank you for all you do. You and DC have just been marvelous to me. I just wanted to thank you.
You were, so how is your health doing? Are you feeling okay?
Yes. Yes, thankfully I feel fine. I met with the doctor. He is nice. I'm supposed to go in on Friday, but I think I want to postpone just to have a little bit more mental prep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see if he'll let me do it next week.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
And yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's see.
Just for myself.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you know in your heart what you need to do. I just want to see if Sue picks anything up for you in that area, or did you want to throw another question at us? You can.
No, that's fine. No, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sue's quite a. She's got a good intuitive sense for this sort of thing. So, Sue, if it's okay. We'll turn it over to you, see what you pick up.
Okay. Hi, Kat.
Hi.
Do you have something going on with your throat area?
No, but I do know that I know I have to speak my truth more, so maybe that's what you're picking up on.
That could be because the throat kind of clogged up a little bit. And
yeah,
I was... Mm-hmm. Picking up, I pulled a couple of angel cards for you. And the first one that I pulled was Remember Who You Are.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a powerful, loving, and creative child of God. And you're very loved. And you have to remember that.
Yes.
God is there to completely back us up, support us for everything. And I'm seeing like a bridge that you're crossing, like overcoming, pardon me, the difficulties. I think this is going to start looking up for, I really feel this is going to start looking up for you. But my throat is really like closing. So speak up for yourself more.
Mm-hmm.
say exactly what you mean. Don't hem and haw about it or give hints about it. If you don't like a situation, open your mouth and say, I don't like that. I don't agree with it. This is what I think we should say. Be very, very present yourself in your treatment. And if you are not comfortable, don't agree to it. Because the doctors don't always know best. They're trained to help us, but they don't know everything. So if it's something that you are not comfortable with, speak up and let them know. And if you have to look, look. But I see you overcoming some major hurdles. I think you need to work on clearing your personal space too, like the mental clutter that goes along with the illness, because whenever we're not feeling good, the million and one what if or could I have and all the other questions bombard us. And you need to get rid of all the negative thinking, all the clutter. Open up that space and just fill it with the white light and love. Call in the angels for their support. Call in God or spirit, source, whatever you call on, to be there to give you the strength, the courage, and the voice. Most importantly, the voice. And the more positive you are, the easier the treatments are going to go. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Oh. But yes. Like I said, I'm seeing like a beautiful lighted bridge that you're going to be crossing and overcoming the difficulties. So I think you're on the right path. And if you do feel that you really need to reschedule this appointment, do it. Because that is your angels and your spirit guides talking to you that for whatever reason, it's not the right time to do it. So go ahead and postpone it for a little bit and get yourself ready.
Yes.
But this one I'm picking up. And I hope it helps some.
Yes, immensely. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And so I'm going to just carry on with what I've got for you, Kat. First of all, speaking of our friend DC Love, she is a constant channeler of Joan Rivers. And I picked up for you that if you can channel the energy of Joan Rivers a little bit while you're going through this, it'll be almost like an armor for you. Don't lose your sense of humor. And I know that when we're going through these things and we don't know what's going to be the outcome, it's easy to let fear make you weak. But I want to say here to you that everything you, and I'm talking not just about you, but all of us, everything we're afraid of has already happened to us, okay? You can chew on that, okay? Because I have a very strong feeling, I feel Sue does, that you're going to be okay, but I think you're going to have to go through this medical, these medical procedures to just, it's going to be something you're going to have to deal with. And then pick up such a fear that is completely understandable of losing the thing you've been working on and working towards. And I happen to know about you that that is a passion for filmmaking. And you're just now thinking of another project. And this is like, oh, my God, why is this happening now? And I have such, my heart is just opening up in empathy for you because have been there, I'm sure, and I know Sue has been. Sue, you've survived several bouts with all kinds of medical issues, eh?
Yes, I.
just recently Sue's been being poisoned with carbon monoxide in her house for last what, and they said she technically shouldn't be here. That dose is enough to kill people, but I guess what I'm saying is, like, you're not done yet. You are not done yet. You are still, you know, your work is there, and you're not going to lose your work, okay? Don't be afraid of that. If you can picture a piece of string, okay? The string being the continuum of your journey, and there's a knot in the string. You're just going to have to work through that knot. But as I say, don't let the fear get the better of you, okay? Because the fear will make you weak, and you're not weak. So channel that Joan Rivers energy and stand up to the ridiculous challenges that life throws at us. It's like, oh my goodness, it's another test and another test. You're going to get through this, Kat, okay? I know you are, and you won't lose your work. So don't worry about that. I really do see just a little bracket of, a little time you're going to have to take off, but you'll be back at it. And truly nothing can keep you down. Okay? Okay. You can say, dear universe, dear whatever doesn't kill me outright, I'm strong enough now, thank you very much. Just say that and make it humorous. Okay, you're going to be okay. Just keep that Joan Rivers energy shielding you and know that you're going to get through it. And, when you've got your appointment, take everything you've got with you and just keep the knowing in your heart that you are loved, you are protected, and you're going to be all right. I think your journey is only just begun. I think it's like the third project for you that we see as the one that's going to take you where you need to go. And I see expansion. Okay. Oh, Kat. Yeah. You stay strong. Yeah?
Can I step in again for a second?
Certainly. Go right ahead.
Okay. Kat, are you comfortable with your doctor, or have you been thinking about looking for another one?
I've switched three. this is the third one. The first one was, oh no. The second one was decent, but, I was just like, I don't know, like something just, it was like, no, again. This one seems okay. I wanted something less invasive, but I guess, that's not possible. From what I'm gathering.
Okay, because I was picking up doubts with a doctor or fear with the doctor.
It
goes to really speaking up for yourself. I'm getting really uncertainty. So if you're not comfortable, speak up. Really speak up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that is the throat chakra thing you were picking up, I'm sure of it. But, what can they do to you? If you speak your truth, what can they do?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And besides, you're going to need to really, you're going to need that strength in the film industry. So, get as strong and as saucy and out there as you can. Like, just... I just love what they sent you was just to channel that Joan Rivers energy,
Yeah.
And she got scared, but she turned it into action and she turned it into, you think so, do you? Every time someone tried to take her down, she came back, doubly strong. And that's really all you can do is kick life in the butt when you have to, right? And I just don't think you're not done by a long shot. So just take this as a little blip. It's like, it's annoying, but you'll get through it. You will. And you're going to be stronger and better for it too. Because, the more obstacles you knock through, and you still come out on the other side looking pretty darn good. So You're going to be okay, Kat.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. God bless you. Seriously,
okay,
all that you ladies do is just marvelous. Just thank you.
Well,
thank you for being who you are. Thank you,
thank
both
you,
of
Kat.
You.
And I added you to the Sacred Embers group. So, you know, if you feel a little wobbly or what, just write in there and we'll all write back to you. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, love.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome,
you.
Lovey. You hang
thank
in there,
you.
Kid. We're rooting for
thank
you.
Thank you, yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
yeah. Don't let fear get you, Kat. It's going to be okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Lovey. I'm love and light to you.
Thank
you. Okay. So, that's good. We're sending out a lot of healing energy for you, Kat.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's a rough place to be, but it's once you get through it and get to the other side of it, you're like, oh, you know, get through it. So, 724, you are on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Mandy. I'm calling from Pennsylvania tonight. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Mandy. Thank you for calling. How's the snow there? Are you guys up to your noses yet?
Not up to our noses, but down to everything when it comes to low temperatures. We've been, you know, minus zero here, so it's pretty cold, to say the
absolutely
least.
Absolutely. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's a weird one. I guess they're getting sharks are freezing. I was reading an article in The Atlantic.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty scary stuff. Well,
mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's start your call with a real downer here. did you have a question for us tonight, Mandy?
Yes. What you ladies saw for me romantically in 2018, or if something else is coming in over that spirits feel is more important for me to know tonight.
Okay. Excellent. We can just, whoever's picking anything up there, Sue.
Okay.
But I'm just doing a little read here, see what we get.
Okay. Hi, Mandy. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I called the ladies before the holiday, and that was the last caller, and there was like 5 minutes left, and you guys told me to call back the next week, and then I
yay,
didn't get a chance,
okay.
So. So here we are in the new year.
It's been a crazy few weeks. I know I missed a couple of weeks with my poisoning situation that was going on. But
and ironically, I had that same thing happen to me when I was pregnant.
Oh, no.
It's
yes.
been going on for about a month in my house, and I had no idea. I
yes,
really should
here.
Not be. The furnace man even told me, he showed me his meters and everything, and he said, I don't know how you and your animals are still alive. Nobody should be alive with counts this high.
Wow.
But that's thanks to God and my angels, I'm still here.
That's right. You were meant to stay here with us.
That's
mm-hmm.
right. What I'm picking up for you is you need to work on awakening your energy. You've kind of put yourself in a neutral position. You're not really moving forward, but you're not really moving backward either. You're just there. So work on raising your energy level, your vibration, your light that you shine out every day. And the more that you work on yourself, the more people are going to be drawn to you. When you get to a place where you're just exploding with positivity, I do see a match coming into your life. I don't think it's going to be for a few more months yet.
Okay.
But just work on even doing breathing exercises where you breathe in all the love and the positive energy and exhale all the negative energy, whatever it takes to get you more confident in yourself and moving forward instead of standing still. And I know it's hard to do in our climate with this frigid, frigid weather, but get outside as much as you can. Take advantage of everything, all the energy that nature has to offer us. Even right now, when you go outside, really feel, and not just surface feel, really feel deep down the cold air and feel the sunshine when it's coming through. And if it's snowing, concentrate on every single snowflake. I mean, really open yourself up to every single little tiny detail around you and incorporate it in all of its positive energy into your life and live that every day and keep reminding yourself every day you are good enough and you are worth it. You are the most important thing in your world and you deserve the best and you're going to find it.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Do you understand
yes.
what I'm talking? Okay.
Yes, for the most part.
Okay. But that's what I'm picking up for you, hon.
Okay.
Okay. Lynn, what are you getting for Mandy?
I'm really hoping Mandy likes dogs okay.
And may I ask why?
Because I got an image of a romantic connection for you, but it's somebody who is like a nature-loving, walking-in-the-woods, dog-loving type person.
Okay.
Specifically, what came through, do you remember a movie, I think it was from the 80s or something, it was called The Big Chill? Remember that?
No, I can't. I like those 80s flicks, too, and I can't
yeah.
think of that one.
Oh, you should watch it. It's just lovely. But anyway,
Big Chill.
There's a scene in the movie where these, what happens is a bunch of people who went through their sort of 20s together all meet for the weekend at the funeral of a friend. So there's this city guy, and he's walking with the host across their land. And it's raining, and the host is just walking with his stick, and he's all happy. And the city guy's going, hey, Harold, it's raining. And Harold goes, yeah, it's nice, isn't it? And so that's the scene I'm getting of
okay.
this guy walking along, and you're going, hey, I don't think his name's Harold. But he's like, yeah, it's nice, isn't it? Is that something you can get behind, is like a guy that likes that kind of thing?
Well, I like the outdoors, but I do have some seasonal allergies. And I like dogs, but I'm allergic to them, too, to be honest
okay,
with you.
Well,
I could never do a dog inside a house. Like, I can't.
Wow.
And I like them, but I can't because, I mean, like, my allergies.
Okay. So that's kind of a shame. I'm seeing this.
I mean, I love the water, like whether it's a lake,
yeah.
a water, a river,
yeah.
a creek, any type of water. I like playgrounds with my sons. Like, I do like the outdoors, but I just have
mm-hmm.
to, like, eat too much grass, pollen, flowers. I have to watch with the allergies.
Yeah, what a shame. Well, excuse me, I think you may meet someone who's, like, kind of into that nature and. I drew a great big heart, and it's got cartoon feet, and it's like, I think this guy's really into walking, like going for long
okay.
walks and stuff like that. The name Matthew comes through. Also the name Evelyn, and connection with feathers, like watch for white feathers coming around you. Have you
okay.
got an Evelyn on the other side, an aunt or a, you know, female relative?
No, I don't even know if I've ever known an Evelyn. That's a pretty name, though.
It is. I'd also take Eve as a name, as the name coming through, but there's that name is coming through for you. Could be the name of a guide for you, too, okay? But the name is definitely, but the name Matthew also comes through, but I don't feel that is someone who's crossed. I think that's to do with somebody on this side that you will have a connection with.
Okay.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I think there's a really, if you can work it out, there's a nice potential. Do you ever consider, like, you know, those kind of relationships where each person keeps their own space kind of thing? Or are you looking for a traditional everybody live together sort of thing?
I guess just what was ever best for the current situation. I'm not one of those females that are, oh, my gosh, I have to get married, and I'm already 38. You and I just never have been. Yeah, I've never been that girl that wanted that particular dress, that particular ring. If it happens,
yeah,
great. Just as long as I'm happy. If I can just honestly say I'm happy, then whatever worked to make me feel that way, that'd be it.
Yeah. If you do happen to meet this chap who's, you know, kind of a nature lover, and I'm hoping like heck he's got a poodle because they tend to be non-allergenic. You know, so,
okay.
But don't overlook it. Yeah, I'm sure there's a way to make it work, but there's a nice friendly feel to this person and a comfortable happiness, you know, that could be attained. See how it goes. I mean, I think you'd do better with this guy than some big city guy who impresses you with dinners out and stuff. This guy's much more, I feel, the speed of happiness for you. So,
okay.
Yeah, just because there's a dog involved, don't let that worry you. There'll be ways to work around that.
Okay. Okay.
All
now,
right.
May I ask you, can you pick up anything on my youngest? I know his father would be my one-year-old's father.
And he's crossed, has he?
No, he's living. He's here.
Oh, he's living. Okay.
As far as I know of. I mean, I received a Christmas card from him, so.
Okay. Oh, anything you're getting, Sue?
Is he selfish?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what I picked up.
I mean,
up.
Not
very
to be ignorant, but he is. I've told him this.
Yeah, that's what I was picking up. Very selfish.
But my 12-year-old son is too, so his father, not him, I apologize. So sometimes I've seen him come in through my readings, and I just want to make sure he isn't, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Coming through when I'm trying to concentrate on the 1-year-old's father.
Yeah, that's the only thing I picked up was selfish.
Okay.
Yeah, and I got a little image here of, you know about those three monkeys, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil?
Okay.
But as pertains to him, I just see him like covering his eyes, like those monkeys, not wanting to see and not wanting to hear, just kind of closing it out.
Okay.
So, yeah, do your best not to let this guy under your skin if you can.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the least energy, the less energy of his you let in, the better for you. I'm not getting that he does it because he's evil or he's just not aware of how he impacts people. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the worst kind of selfishness because it, you know, you have to explain it to these people and.
Some are intentional.
They don't get it, and that's frustrating. But no, don't worry. Just keep an energetic shield around the situation, at all times. And I see you having the power, though, to control this.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, he's got your vibration is a lot stronger than his. He's coming from fear energy, which isn't got much strength to it except to hurt. So, yeah, I wouldn't worry.
Okay.
Trust your own strength in this situation because you do have it.
Thank you.
All right, Mandy. Well, I hope this this nice guy comes into your life, and it would be so amazing.
Yeah, no time frame there. Not to interrupt you, but no time frame there for this, possibly Matthew with his dog.
Yeah. It'd be neat if it was a guy named Matthew, but that was the name I picked up. I don't know. What are you getting, Sue? I'm getting sometime within, like, I'm getting the number 7, so sometime around July, maybe you might just be at a
function. Yeah, I was
some
in
kind of a
warmer weather. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm seeing like a function of some sort that you're going to meet this guy at. So it's through mutual friends. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So, you know, just pay attention to that little champagne bubble feeling inside and see where it takes you.
All right.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. Well, Mandy, I really hope you manifest everything your heart wants for 2018.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Happy and blessed New Year to the both of you as well.
Thank you.
Beautiful New Year to you, Mandy. Thank you.
Thank you. Good.
Whoops. Oh, I'm a bad operator. I'm sorry, Mandy. I cut you off a bit there. Okay. I'm going to move us on to area code 708. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Yes. Hi. My name is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I'm, for 2018, my big wish is to be in union with my twin flame.
Okay.
He actually came back as a walk-in, and I'm wondering what you see.
Okay. This is a familiar, I feel we've, been here. Have we been here before with Cindy?
I think so.
And does he know you're his? And I can't remember, Cindy. Does he know about your connection with the two of you?
I don't think he realizes who he is yet. But
okay.
He lives right upstairs from me.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And we are close. But there's times that I just don't see him for days at a time. It's like he hibernates.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on. I just found out this last March that he was my twin flame that walked in.
Okay.
Wow.
What do you think about Sue? I wouldn't take the absences personally, would you?
No.
Do you pick that?
Yeah. That's just him.
Yeah, nothing to do with you. Absolutely.
Yeah. Cindy, are you thinking about a new career?
No, actually, I just started a new job, and I really like it.
Oh, okay. And you haven't been at it real long, though, right?
No, I just started in October.
Okay, because I was picking up a new career, so that was probably just confirmation. With this guy, I don't think. I'm not getting that he gets what you get.
What do you mean?
It's like you see him as your twin flame, as a walk-in, but I don't think he sees the relationship in the same way that you do.
Okay.
I mean, I feel that he really cares about you. He, you know, he really, really does care about you, but not, I'm not picking up the flame. But that could just be me, and I'm not picking it up, too. Are you holding yourself back from other opportunities because of the possibility of this relationship?
I don't want to be with anybody else. I don't even think about anybody else.
Because I keep getting the feeling like being held back and you need to spread your wings. And
yeah, I'm not interested in anybody else.
Yeah, yeah, you're closing yourself off from anything else because of this. I'm sorry, but I'm just really not picking up that he's seeing it the same way you are. What are you getting, Lynn?
I'm getting that kind of similar feeling. And I wonder, Cindy, have you actually told him about your feelings? Have you put it out on the table?
Okay, I told him we were twin flames.
Mm-hmm. And what was his response when you did
that? He got real quiet and he just looked at me and he said, I don't think so. But then about a week later, he said, you know how you tell me that you know things? He goes, I'm starting to have visions of things.
Hmm.
He says, I'm starting to, he goes, I know when things are going to happen to people. So he's starting to open up spiritually. We have a lot of fun together when we are together because he works on my apartment. He lives upstairs. He does the maintenance. He's the landscaper. He's the, you know, he takes care of all the buildings here. And when we're together, we have so much fun. So I know there's feelings there.
Absolutely.
Okay. What?
But I don't mean just. I don't mean feelings that he just cares about me. I think there's strong feelings there. I think he's afraid though.
Oh yeah, okay. Pick that up, Susie? Like I'm.
It's like
almost
uncertain fear. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think he's been hurt before, and I think that's what's holding him back.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know if he realizes that he's a walk-in and came back. I think it's probably going to take time for him to realize who he is and who I am to him.
Would you know when his walk-in, when the new soul took over? Do you have any time frame for that?
I just realized it last March. I'd say probably a year ago, last January. It's been about a year.
Yeah. I think you got to give this unbelievable amounts of time.
Right.
And I wrote down here, as well, and chime in here, Sue. We can kind of do this as a tandem thing. But I'm picking up frustration on your part that you can't make this go quicker.
But I'm being very patient because he died. It's going on 10 years that he died.
Okay. Well, he's
the walk-in died.
Yeah. You've got your work cut out for you, to say the least. So it depends. And I think what Sue was saying is, look, really be careful. I do understand the level of your commitment to this other soul. Okay, I'm not doubting it or doubting the sincerity of it. But I also wonder if you are holding yourself back from other opportunities. The thing is, one of the best ways, it sounds so dorky, but if you're living your life to the fullest, you're going to be your most attractive for others, including this guy, if you see what I mean. It's not a really attractive thing for other people to limit themselves and whatnot for another person. That's like almost the expression of the opposite of love. And I think if he sees you living fully and wholly and extending that opportunity for him to join you, you might find...
Well, I do have my ex-boyfriend of 14 years that comes over all the time. We're just friends. And he has made comments like, oh, that friend of yours, I heard you guys laughing. You were having a lot of fun. And, you know, that guy that drives the red car, I mean, and then he made a comment, oh, he looks like he's about 70 years old and laughs. And I said, you know what? He's a good friend. I was with him 14 years. He would do anything for me. And his comment was, yeah, I bet he would. And then he laughed.
Hmm.
It's almost like he's jealous.
Yeah, but he can't bring himself to... I'm like Sue, I'm picking up a lot of fear from this guy. It's like he's been bitten hard before.
Yeah.
And,
is that coming from the original soul or is that from the walk-in?
I don't know. What do you think, Sue?
I think it's a combination. I don't think he's aware of the walk-in, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he sees bits and pieces of it, but he's not fully aware of what's going on.
Okay.
So yeah. It's like an internal battle.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, when he sees me, he's really happy to see me. And sometimes he'll just sit there and look at me, and we joke around. Like, he'll be in the hallway doing something, and he'll just say, make a funny comment. We'll be laughing and goofing around. And then there's times I don't see him for maybe a week. You know what I mean? But I hear him constantly. He's right upstairs. I can hear him walking around. And he's not seeing anybody. He's a workaholic.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, it's a choice you're going to have to make, Cindy. Like, you know, we all have free will. It's just how much how much time you're willing to devote, because I don't see this becoming, I don't see this moving fast at all, unfortunately.
No, not at all.
He's just, yeah.
Well,
he's almost
what's
like
weird
a,
is this person that died 10 years ago, he was a famous actor when he was here. He said he did not want to come back unless he knew for sure that he would find me and be with me. And now he's back, and it's like, okay, where are you?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a tough one. It boils down to how much you're willing to wait and work in increments, basically. I'm almost getting this feeling like you're willing to take crumbs, where you might be at a banquet a little bit. And it's not that I don't think it wouldn't be a beautiful, wonderful love. I just really, like Sue, I get the feeling you're missing out on a little bit by, you know, focusing only on this chap. I would spread out my wings a little and it doesn't mean you have to go and get other boyfriends and create jealousy, because, like, games never work.
Right.
But, you know, have yourself a bit of fun and, you know, get out there. And don't just, like, limit your choices to him, because, like, you're only going to get crumbs for a really long time. And, you know, you might as well have a couple of ice cream cones in there, too, you know? Me and my metaphors can't get through a day without one. But
you don't see that he has feelings and he's, like, fighting with himself over it? Or
oh, yeah, he's got feelings, but it doesn't mean he's able to do anything about it. Like, the fear is stronger than the feeling.
Right,
And you think because of past relationships that he was hurt?
Mm-hmm. And it's like you just, you know, if you... You know, it's like that old saying, like, a cat that sits on a hot stove lid will never sit on a hot stove lid again, but she'll never sit on a cold one either. Like, this guy's just, he's afraid of getting hurt again. And it's almost like he's so afraid of it that he might as well. It's like we said to the other caller, everything we're afraid of has already happened to us. So by experiencing this fear, he's already experiencing the fear. He hasn't even done anything. It's so much work for you. And if you love him that much, then maybe it's worth it, you know, but don't miss out. Yeah. Don't miss the scenery of the tour just cause you're like looking down at one thing. Like do look around and enjoy your life as well. Enjoy other aspects.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've been doing.
I've been working. I work a lot of overtime. You know, when I'm home, I do my shopping. I go out, I have fun, and I have kids. I go visit them.
But you're feeling a gap. Yeah, you feel a gap in your heart for this guy.
A big gap in my heart. And when I hear him upstairs, it just drives me crazy. It's like, you know, Why did he plan to be so close to me yet? You know what I mean? We're not together yet.
If it doesn't make sense in a worldly sort of way, you can be sure it does make sense in spirit. There's a spiritual reason this is happening. What is it you're learning through this in terms of your soul, you know, your spirit on earth? What are the lessons here?
Well, I've been very independent. I broke up with my friend that comes over when I found out about this man being my twin flame, because and it's been like 10 years. I haven't been in a relationship with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned independence.
Yeah. How's your relationship with yourself? Do you do well independently and
can
you be happy?
Yeah.
So that's
I support myself and my son, and we have pets and we have a nice apartment. I just bought a brand new 2017 Chevy Cruze. So doing very well.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like being alone.
Yeah.
Where before, when I was married, because I was married twice before, I was very not independent. I wasn't allowed to be in my first marriage. So I was always dependent on them, and when they weren't around, I was miserable. It's like I had to have somebody there. But now it's like totally different. Where I'm very independent. I could come and go as I please, and you know what I mean? I do what I want, and I'm happy.
Well,
but I
you
do
know
want
what they say
in my life.
Well, he sounds like he kind of is in your life to the extent that he is able at this point.
I
you
agree.
Know, I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't ask him for more than he can give, because that's where you're going to start getting him really retreating. You know, he'll feel pressured. But, you know, take what you're able to have between you and just be, I would just, I think you've got a wonderful life going on. So,
yeah,
grateful,
he has made comments to me that all women are the same.
Oh, yikes. That kind of tells you right
there. And I said,
right
I'm not the same. I said, I'm a lot different than most women. I'm very caring, very loving. I have a lot to give. He's like, no, all women are this. They're all the same.
Oh, that's wow.
Red flag, right? That he's not ready, willing, or able to give you what you want.
Not what we want to hear.
And then one time I asked him if he was seeing anyone. He says, no. He goes, I don't have the time. I have a sick mother, a sick sister. I have work. I work two jobs. He said, I don't have the time to be with anyone.
Wow.
And he's content with that. He doesn't want it to change.
No.
Mm-hmm. You know,
but I'm wondering if that's coming from the new soul, which I doubt, because he wouldn't have went through everything to come back to say, no, I don't want to be with you. You know what I mean?
But
it's got to be something with the original soul.
When a soul comes back, they have other lessons that they have to learn. They have a new contract that they have to live out.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it might be a soul that you know that came back and is a walk-in, that soul still has its own lessons from the other side that it has to learn. And it still has its own contract with God that it has to fulfill. So even when he was here originally and he said if he ever came back, he would want to be with you, that was the human part talking. And now
I didn't know him. He was a famous actor. I did not know him in this life. He said that through other readings that I've had that he didn't want to come back unless he knew for sure we'd be together. In other words, the only reason he wanted to come back was to find me.
We've got one more caller we've got to get to, Cindy, so I'm just going to wrap this up. But listen, don't sell yourself short. Pick off all the trees of life. Like, don't just narrow yourself down to this one guy. You keep your life rich and varied and full, and just whatever he's able to give, like when he tells you that's all he can give, believe him. It's not what you want to hear, but there's a reason for it now, and I just wouldn't hang from a rope waiting for this guy to give you more than he's able to give right now.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Cindy. I wish I could give you a better...
No, I mean, I've been feeling that for a while, so...
Yeah.
I just don't understand the jealousy when my ex comes over, though.
Well, it's because he wants to be able to run away and eat it too. Yeah, there, well put.
Yeah.
Wants to have his cake and eat it too, as Sue said there. Yeah. Yeah, personally, I would move on a little bit and just not, because we all have a certain amount of time on Earth. I wouldn't waste it waiting for something that may not, you know, happen. But you have so much going for you. I would just celebrate the sendiness of it all and enjoy your life.
All right. Well, thank you both very, very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, welcome. Cindy. And you hang in there and just, all right. So we'll try to get one more caller in.
Okay.
And that's 217. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Is that mine?
Hello? Yes, you're on the air, hon. What's your name?
Oh. Okay, sorry. I'm Chrissy.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hi, Chrissy.
So, have you got a question for us?
Sure.
Well, I'm looking to manifest a far better year than what 2017 was. That's for sure.
Yeah.
It has been really hard year. I'm seeking a new home and more faithfulness from my husband, let's say. And I was just wondering if you had any thoughts or feelings on that.
Okay.
Has everything you've been going through the last year been affecting your health, Chrissy?
Yes, it has.
Okay. So I was getting health real, real big time. I want to be diplomatic, but I want to be honest. So I'm just going to be me. I'm just going to be me. It's time to look out for you, hon. It's time to look out for you. You are the only one in the relationship that's concerned about you, and you need to step up. You need to stick up for yourself and do what is absolutely best for you. And you already know what that is.
Yeah, because it's just been a year of sickness. Everything in the physical world affecting everything in my spiritual world, flipping
absolutely
right back around to make me physically sick.
And nothing, I don't see anything changing in the home environment.
Okay.
So you are going to have to put on your big girl panties and do what you got to do to make you happy.
Well, that's kind of where I'm at. So.
Yep. If it's time to move on, it's time to move on. You have to think about you. As long as you're stuck in the same situation, it's going to affect your health. Continually, you're going to have more and more health issues, and they're going to get bigger and badder. So you got to stick up for yourself. You got to do what's best for you and your health and your spirituality. And like I said, if that means moving on, it means moving on. But
yep, I do know what you're saying.
Okay. Because it's
so
not going to get any better where it's at. It's not.
Right. Well, you know, sometimes just a pig is a pig is a pig.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, so okie doke. Well, I thank you for your time. Have a great evening.
You're welcome. Okay. Do you have a message?
I do. Yeah, I do. Is it Gloria Gaynor who did the song "I Will Survive"?
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Okay, that song is playing like crazy in my head. Is your husband angry about something, Chrissy?
Well, right now I don't think so much angry with me, but just angry with part of our life situation at the moment.
Yeah, because I'm picking up like. Sorry, go ahead.
We have we had custody of his daughter after the ex was a crackhead and got arrested for selling meth with the daughter right there in the room on video.
Oh, dear.
Okay. And we had custody of her.
Yeah.
And
so
now she's going back to that.
Okay.
The daughter is. So he's just sick about it. Sick, sick, sick.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I'm picking up is like a just with this it's like you can't penetrate the wall of, like I'm picking up anger, but I'm also like getting I think it's because there's the lack of control over the situation is driving him nuts, you know, making him feel nuts. I don't think he's like a bad guy. I think he's just going through something that's way too much for him to handle. And as Sue says, you've got to focus on you. This isn't anything you caused. And you're having to deal with it.
I've been the one making everything work. I'm the one that's got the nuts, the bolts, the tools, and the grease.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's gonna, you're worn out, I think, from it. But the thing is, you haven't got control over the players in the situation, and he hasn't got control, and I'm picking up such anger that has nothing to do with you. But you're gonna have to.
She's a horrible person.
Who?
The ex is a horrible, horrible person.
Okay.
And
you're going to.
I'm not talking as the petty one ex to the other kind of thing. She's just a horrible person.
Yeah. So, given that that isn't anything within your control or his control, you're going to have to do your best to understand the anger. He's going to the helpless anger. And as Sue says, look after yourself. You're going to have to put yourself first a little bit here only because it's like the thing on the airplane where they say give you yourself the oxygen mask first because
right.
I truly feel that you haven't, like the love is not gone, right, from the relationship. It's just badly bruised from all the crap you've been put through, okay?
Yeah.
So you survive. You put that oxygen mask on you first and then you stand a chance of helping him, but if both of you are without that oxygen, so to speak, it's going to go downhill really fast. So do look after yourself first, and kudos to you. Like I'm picking up such strength, and
it
would have knocked a lot of people sideways. So keep it going. You're fabulous, Chrissy.
Thank you, because I'm telling you right now, I do not know of one person that it would have lasted this long with all of the crap we have been through with that.
Well, you're a force of nature, my dear. Just don't let that negativity in. Keep your own vibration high. Ever so important, okay? Because you're almost like the tree standing in the hurricane and you're going to have to try and be the willow, not the, you know, the one that bends, the tree that bends, and don't let it break you.
Amen to that.
Yeah, have some fun. Do something that makes you smile. You know, whatever that is, do something fun for yourself.
Yep, thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate your girl's time and energy and everything.
Oh, bless you, Chrissy. Look, call us back. Let us know how it's going. But, you're so strong. You're so strong. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. You are very welcome.
I love you guys. Thank you for all you do.
Love you, Chrissy. Love
him.
My dear. Okay. All right. Sue, we've got about 2 minutes here. Do you want to just do a little thing on Sue and how to find you and whatnot?
I'm on Facebook at Sue Fields Del Amante. I don't have a website yet, but you can reach me anytime on Facebook. And I'm more than happy to help. We also have a Sacred Embers page, and people are welcome to contact any and all of us on there with any questions that you might have or any concerns, and we can offer up some help, hopefully.
Yeah, or just be there for you. Like, it's sometimes you just feel so alone. Yeah, so we do have that support group. Yeah, and it's sort of attached to the page. It's just the Sacred Embers community. And I think we don't have a lot of members yet, but we're hoping to grow it. And it's just mutual support when you feel alone in the world.
Yeah.
And I think that's so important. So I'm also on lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. You can also find me on my page, Lynn Bleasdale. And just get in touch with us through the Sacred Embers Facebook page. And tomorrow night, Thursday night, is DC Love and Eileen Powers with Angel Antics. And Friday night, we have Enter the Light with Jan Drake Bucky, Ryan Adragna, and Shannon Johnson. We're not sure who's on the show that night, but it'll be a surprise. And please try to join us. It's 8 p.m. EST, 5 p.m. PST, 7 p.m. Central. Okay? Thank you so much for calling in. And thank you, Sue. I had a riot with you. I'm so glad you didn't get poisoned.
Me too. I love spending the
time
with you, Lynn.
Yeah, no, glad you're still with us. We got a long road ahead of us, eh?
We do.
So, yeah. So there we go.